KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in college football bowl action last night, Jonathan Taylor turned the Pinstripe Bowl into a personal highlight package as he led Wisconsin to a rout of Miami. Taylor ran for 205 yards and a touchdown as the Badgers ripped the Hurricanes 35-3 at Yankee Stadium. He ripped off runs of 39 and 41 yards before topping 2,000 yards for the season. Miami's Malik Rozier threw three interceptions before he was replaced late in the third quarter. Charlie Brewer's 52-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Jones broke a tie with under 2 minutes to play in Baylor's 45-38 victory over Vanderbilt in the Texas Bowl. Brewer threw for 384 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for 109 yards and a score. Keshawn Vaughn ran for a pair of Commodore touchdowns and set a Texas Bowl record with 243 yards rushing. Duke has won the Independence Bowl as Daniel Jones threw for 423 yards and five touchdowns in the Blue Devils' 56-27 rout of Temple. T.J. Romming caught 12 passes for 240 yards and two scores in helping Duke end a two-game skid and finish 8-5. The 8-5 Owls took a 13-7 lead in the first half after Delvin Randall's 52-yard interception return for a touchdown, but Duke scored the final 42 points to turn that game into a rout. There are three more bowl games on the slate for today. Tonight, Iowa State hasn't been a one-hit wonder under Coach Matt Campbell. After beating Memphis in the Liberty Bowl a year ago, the 24th-ranked Cyclones are preparing to take on 13th-ranked Washington State in the Alamo Bowl tonight. The Cyclones have enjoyed the best back-to-back seasons in school history.
My whole thing going into this year, and I think a really huge challenge for this year's football team, was to show we weren't a flash in the pan, to show that, you know, there was finally some legitimacy to this becoming a real football program going in the right direction.
Campbell feels it puts the Cyclones on the path to becoming a consistent program.
Last year it was, you know, great to have some success, but you almost felt like everybody thought it was a fluke, and to be able to showcase that that wasn't the situation, and now to only continue to push the envelope in a positive direction, I think it says a lot about the character of the young men in our program.
Now that Alamo Bowl contest will be the last bowl game of the day today. That kicks off at 8 o'clock Central Time tonight at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Iowa State facing Washington State. Earlier today, it'll be the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl at Nissan Stadium in Nashville as Purdue will face Auburn. That game kicks off at 12:30 this afternoon. At 4:15 this afternoon, the Camping World Bowl at Camping World Stadium in Orlando has West Virginia facing off against Syracuse. And those games all today on the bowl slate. In other NCAA football news, the NCAA has confirmed that Clemson defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence has been suspended for Saturday's CFP semifinal game against Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl following a failed test for performance-enhancing drugs. Lawrence was one of three Clemson players who tested positive for Osterin, a substance used to treat osteoporosis and can act like an anabolic steroid. Lawrence took part in Clemson's Media Day session Thursday and said he has no idea what may have led to the failed test. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney announced earlier this week that the school had been notified by the NCAA about the failed tests by Lawrence, reserve offensive tackle Zach Gila, and freshman tight end Braden Galloway. Alabama coach Nick Saban says three players suspended this week will not play the rest of the season, adding that their status beyond that is uncertain. Starting left guard Deontay Brown, tight end Kendrick James, and offensive lineman Elliott Baker didn't make the trip to Miami for Saturday's semifinal game against Oklahoma. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says quarterback Brandon Wimbush has taken the steps necessary to transfer after this season, but no final decision has been made. Wimbush did acknowledge Thursday that he has decisions to make about his future and would make them with his family after the season. Well, four close losses kept this from being a truly memorable season for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they hope to turn that around in the Outback Bowl against 18th-ranked Mississippi State. In a game featuring two of the nation's top defenses, it has the makings of a low-scoring affair.
They competed hard, prepared well for 12 weeks, and, you know, we came up short in a couple games, but just really proud of their effort, and it was certainly good for us to win a close game in that last game of ours. Yeah, my guess is what we're walking into. If we play well, it'll be another close game, so hopefully we'll learn from that experience and be able to carry that into the bowl game.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Hawkeyes need to limit their mistakes to have a chance.
All in all, it's going to take our best effort. We're going to have a good plan for Mississippi State and then have to go out and really compete well to have a chance to beat these guys.
Mississippi State quarterback Nick Fitzgerald rushed for more than 1,000 yards, and the Bulldogs will challenge an Iowa run defense that's giving up only 103 yards a game.
They're like more of a kind of run-heavy team. Their quarterback, I think he got like 100 more carries than everyone on the team, so that's like one thing I saw in the LSU game. I mean, they got a good running back. The receivers are big and strong, fast. I mean, it's just a SEC team that you're able to see.
That's safety, senior safety, Geno Stone. And we'll have that game for you coming up on New Year's Day. That's a 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock in the morning is kickoff. In NFL news, Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota reported to practice Thursday and hopes to recover from his latest injury in time to start against the Indianapolis Colts. Mariota suffered a stinger in his neck against the Redskins that affected his right throwing arm. Coach Mike Vrabel says Mariota did some work to make sure he's progressing. Kansas City Chiefs running back Damian Williams' recent production in the backfield has earned him an extension. Yahoo Sports reported Thursday evening that the team signed Williams to a 2-year extension worth a maximum value of $8.1 million. The 26-year-old Williams became the team's starting running back after Kareem Hunt was cut from the team and Spencer Ware has been injured the past 2 weeks. In last week's Sunday night loss to Seattle, Williams carried 13 times for 103 yards and caught 7 passes for 37 yards and a touchdown. Saints veteran tight end Ben Watson says he's retiring after this season, is 14th in the league. Watson began his NFL career with New England in 2004. He has over 5,800 yards and 44 touchdowns receiving in his career, including 33 catches for 371 yards and 2 touchdowns this season. One college basketball game of note last night. Tyshawn Alexander had 19 points and Davian Mintz finished with 13, helping Creighton to an 89-53 win over UMKC last night as the Blue Jays moved to 9-4 overall. They're 6-2 at home after that victory. Well, two of the NHL's youngest superstars will serve as captains as the NHL All-Star Weekend gets ready for next month in San Jose. Oilers center Connor McDavid will captain the Pacific Division, while Toronto center Austin Matthews will wear the C for the Atlantic Division. Avalanche center Nathan MacKinnon and Capitals left wing Alex Ovechkin will be the other captains following a fan vote for the first roster spots for the event in late January. MacKinnon will captain the Central Division. Ovechkin will head the Metropolitan Division. The rest of the players for the January 26th event will be determined by the NHL's Hockey Operations Department. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.